T.R. left office in 1909 a young man, full of passion for his ideas. He soon decided his successor, William Howard Taft, was too conservative. Here's a recording of President Taft.
It is said that the people do not rule in this country. My impression has always been that the election of Mr. McKinley and the Republican Congress in 1896 was one of the most intelligent and effective expressions of popular will ever manifested to the world, and that the maintenance of the gold standard and the protective tariff by his administration was a correct interpretation of the people's will. A Republican Congress, when elected, can be counted on to take up and with due consideration of the form and details of the proposed measures, adopt the remedies promised with the same loyalty to the popular will as the Republican Congress elected with Mr. Roosevelt manifested in the enactment of the most important statutes that have been placed upon the statute book in our time for the suppression of economic evils.
Roosevelt called his own approach the New Nationalism, a strong government that didn't try to break up big business, but to harness it for the national good. The citizens of the United States, he said, must effectively control the mighty commercial forces which they have themselves called into being. By the election of 1912, Americans would choose their future, and they chose from an incredible array of leaders: Roosevelt for the progressives, Taft the Republican, Democrat Woodrow Wilson, even socialist Eugene Debs. Here's a recording T.R. made during the campaign of 1912. Listen for echoes of the voice of his cousin Franklin Roosevelt.
The great fundamental issue now before our people can be stated briefly. It is, are the American people fit to govern themselves, to rule themselves, to control themselves? I believe they are. My opponents do not. I believe in the right of the people to rule. I believe that the majority of the plain people of the United States will, day in and day out, make fewer mistakes in governing themselves than any smaller class or body of men, no matter what their training, will make in trying to govern them. I believe again that the American people are, as a whole, capable of self-control and of learning by their mistakes. Our opponents pay lip loyalty to this doctrine, but they show their real beliefs by the way in which they champion every device to make the nominal rule of the people a sham.
Not even an assassin could stop Roosevelt from speaking out. T.R. was shot on the way to a rally, but survived and spoke for over an hour. Still, he lost the election.